Hello, it's Christine. Now, if I say to you, Victoria sandwich that floats, or scones that are to die for, and a cafe where you went up a few stairs and then it was a bit like a TARDIS inside, I wonder if you can guess that it would be the Blue Willow Cafe in Todmorden. Blue Willow's right next to Sue Ryder, and now I think it's the pub which sells gin. And I've got with me, I'm sitting with Margaret and Doreen. And in 1983, Margaret, what happened?
Well, in 83, Doreen came down one day and said, you never guess what, there's a cafe for sale in Todmorden. So we decided to investigate and went ahead, having had to go to the bank manager first to get a loan. And the bank manager sort of said, I don't advise it because partnerships never work. Albeit, we worked together for 17 years and had one or two little spats and are still friends today. And so it did work. It worked very well despite what the bank manager said. Albeit, he did lend us the money and we did buy the cafe.
And it was called?
The Blue Willow.
And you had, the crockery was?
All Blue Willow. Well, as best we could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We did. All Blue Willow, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to research. We used to search for it everywhere, second-hand shops.
Flea markets.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Dorian, did you say that downstairs there was, you had another bit of a shop downstairs?
Yeah, we used to sell second-hand stuff to begin with. And we used to go to jumble sales in the evening just to make the extra money.
Yeah.
To keep the place going.
Because obviously it soon got a reputation, a fabulous reputation.
Yeah. And we used to, I can't remember what days we opened then, was it?
Thursday, I think we opened
We didn't open Tuesdays, did we?
I think we started off opening Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I remember
just
right.
Just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just Saturday.
Yeah. And then we cut it down to just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It was hard work.
Because we used to do all our own baking and everything, didn't we?
Yeah, so our own.
And peeling potatoes to home and
And the cooking was done where? The cakes were done where?
The cakes were done at home and scones and everything else was made at the cafe.
The pies were all made at the cafe,
yeah.
And we used to get all the meat from Jimmy the Butcher's.
Oh, this is Jimmy Stansfield?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And the vegetables off the market, didn't we?
Yeah. So everything was sourced locally.
Yeah.
And you always had a really loyal customer base, didn't you? I know people used to queue and stand on the steps.
Oh, yes,
On busy days.
Yeah.
So how many tables did you have?
Five. Used to see, was it 17?
Yeah. 17 max, and that was max.
Yeah. Used to get very hot.
Yeah. Steamy.
But really good fun. I mean, you had no secrets in there, did you?
Oh, no. Everybody talked to each other when they came in. It was
The
same as when they go to the pub now that's opened in there. When you go in there, it's the same atmosphere. You all talk to each other. Because there's nothing else to do. You must talk to each other.
You're so close.
You can't do anything else.
And they all knew each other anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, they did,
More or less, because they were regulars. Like.
Yeah.
We used to get a lot of older people in, didn't we?
Yeah. Mm. Well, it was a meeting place for them, some of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To meet up.
Yeah.
Mm. And have a coffee or a tea.
Yeah.
But early doors, you had quite a disaster, Margaret, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. I think it was the first or the second week. In the shop below, when we were doing the second-hand stuff, we had a Caligas got store because it was so cold. And somehow it got knocked over and the flames went... Well, it was just setting fire to everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, really, and outside the building, weren't it?
So we ran out to ring for the fire brigade, and we were outside, and it was going dark, wasn't it? Mm. And I was in tears, and we were panicking. Anyway, the fireman arrived, and Charles from the had Sasha's was walking his dog and saw what was going on, and took us in and looked after us, gave us drinks, and kept us warm, and. Yeah. Till our husbands arrived, and so that was the trauma then.
But that was the only one, was it?
The major one,
the only bad one,
yeah. I think you had quite a trauma, Doreen, with a health visitor, because you must have had health inspectors.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to come regular. And this particular time, he came and he had short blonde hair. And he wanted to inspect the outside toilet, which was under the road. And he went down the stairs, and as he went into the toilet, it was all whitewashed, but there was a slug hanging down, which seemed to attach itself to his blonde hair. Really liked his hair. And he had a look round, and then so I didn't know what to say, so I just said, would you like to come and have a cup of tea? So he backed out and came up the stairs, and I'm trying to sort of suggest to my Margaret that this slug was still on his head.
I could see it, yeah.
And it was
nestling in the blonde.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, oh God, what do you mean?
Anyway, I was behind him, and Margaret did see the slug, so we sort of carried on doing his inspection quite quickly, really, because we wanted him to go, really, with the slug still attached. Which he did do in the end.
He did, yeah.
And did he pass?
Well, yes, he did. Yes, yes, we always passed. Yes,
yeah.
Very lucky, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just that it was unfortunate. Under the road, you can't tell what's going to come through the...
No.
Through into there.
And it was very clean, the toilet.
It was very clean. It was just the fact that this... been an invasion of this very small baby slug.
And then you had an episode, Margaret, with a paramedic. What happened there?
Oh, I had a lady that fainted, and she was right in the corner next to the cakes, and she fainted, but she more than fainted, she passed out, so we had to ring for the ambulance, but the phone was downstairs, and I'm asthmatic, and she kept saying on the phone, is she still breathing? And I was running up and down the stairs, by which time I wasn't breathing hardly. The paramedic arrived in a Land Rover.
He came in a Land Rover, yeah.
And he was enormous,
so there wasn't much room.
And he was sweating profusely, and I thought he was going to pass out as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, the lady came round and was okay, but they did take her off to hospital in a proper ambulance, the ambulance.
But
came.
We still did have customers continue to eat lunch while they watched the cabaret.
Yeah, they never stopped eating all the way through it.
All these meat and cheese and onion pies and all this lot would have been fresh out of the oven, wouldn't they?
Yeah, so they just
I mean, you can't stop cooking when just because someone's fainted. Oh dear.
True,
Doris. And anyway, Doreen, what happened about this the unfortunate menu, which was unusual for Tom Midden?
Oh yes. Well, we've been in a while. We sort of thought, well, we'll go up market a little bit, and we did a quiche, which we put on the board as quiche and salad and jacket potato. And the first lady that ordered it asked for a quickie with salad, please. So that caused a bit of an uproar in the cafe. Anyway, she did enjoy it.
The quickie.
Well, we had it called all sorts. It'd be like quelchy.
Quelchy.
Yeah.
So you were bringing culture to Todd.
Well,
that's what we was trying to do, yes.
And what happened with the Christmas log? What happened with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, one Christmas, it was... we're very busy as usual and steamy. And we'd done a chocolate log, which was on the top of the cake stand. And we took the robin off and put that on the shelf. But it still had a Christmas tree on and a couple of decorations.
And what we've got to explain was space was absolute minimum, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolute minimum.
And the chair,
really.
Yeah.
How the pair of you fitted into that kitchen,
I don't know.
I will never know.
No.
And a washer up. We'll,
oh, and a washer up as well,
Yeah, it was short of room, wasn't it? But the table where these two ladies were sat was right next to the cake stand. And I was washing up at the time, and I didn't really think what I was saying, but she complained because something had fallen into a broth, was it? A tree?
Yeah. No, it was the robin.
The robin had fallen.
The robin from the Christmas log.
Just slid off the... because the icing was melting a bit because it was so warm. It had slid into a broth. And she complained, I've got a robin in my broth. So I, without thinking, just said, well, you're very lucky because it could have been a tree. She wasn't very amused.
So plastic robin in
fun. Oh goodness.
You're gonna have to do a bit of a
And anyway, you had loads of helpers, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
Like when it got busy, I think lots of your customers
would help
pitched
out.
In.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
They saw we've got piles and piles of pots, because in those days with no dishwasher, electric dishwasher, it was a matter of people just saying, "God, we've got loads of pots there," and come round and start, wouldn't they? And then eventually, we asked them to work for us, so they would come for just a lunchtime session. And we all became very good friends.
Yeah,
we
were never short of helpers, really.
No, no.
It was good.
And Sheila Fielding.
Sheila Fielding was one that came regularly. And Barbara Hasty.
Yeah.
Quite a few more younger lasses who wanted a bit of extra cash would come and help out.
Vicky Widdop.
Vicky.
And Brenda.
Brenda McNair.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Brenda worked for us full time. She was brilliant.
Yeah.
Although they were all brilliant, but Brenda, it was more or less full time for Brenda, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened when you had Saturday girls in, helping out on Saturdays?
Well, my daughters did it originally. Suzanne started at 13 working as a Saturday girl. By the time she got to 15, every Saturday we had a group of young boys, about 15, 16, took over the cafe from about 3 o'clock onwards, all vying for her attentions.
You mean it wasn't the meat and potato pie?
No, it was just pop and crisps and Suzanne.
The staff,
Brilliant. And I know you have loads and loads of tales that you could tell, I'm hoping that you'll do another session for me. Will you tell us some more that you can tell? I know there's a lot that you can't tell.
Yes, we will do that.
Right, so this is Teapot Tales from the Blue Willow Cafe from Margaret and Doreen. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So next time.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.